Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I pray that it will be real food for you to nurture your soul, so that when we die, we'll all be able to see one another in heaven. I want you to love him and to desire to follow him. Doesn't mean that you need to have a rosary in your hand every moment of the day. It doesn't mean that you need to read scripture all the time, every day, a lot of it. But brothers and sisters, take a small section of one of the books of the Bible and just start there. Read the first chapter. When you're praying, just say, Lord, help me and lead me. Show me what you mean by this. Take the readings of the day and ponder them. If you can give God 15 minutes, even that, you will be blessed. I'd like to see it increase more than that, but start out with 15 minutes. And for today, we read from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, and then 9 to 11. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night, when people are saying, oh, peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and be sober. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether you are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. Do you encourage your friends to live a life that is good, to confess when you failed? We all make mistakes. We all fail. Take that to confession as quickly as you can. But brothers and sisters, we want to have a clean heart for God. Brothers and sisters, thank God that God has given us the sacrament of reconciliation. Please don't ignore it. It means that after life here, you would have nothing if you don't believe. You do everything and anything you want because you don't believe in an afterlife, but there is. Our real life is still coming. A real life. And we want to be there with our friends. We want to be there with God. Please, brothers and sisters, turn to him. I believe, says Psalm 27, I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, and this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Many times we have things happen to us in this life that make life very difficult. But turn to God. Ask God to help you through this. Doesn't mean that he'll come down and take your hand, but God hears your words. I know it's amazing, isn't it? Millions of people and God hears your word. But he does. And he will bless you and lead you if you give him the opportunity to do that. Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. I really don't know how to handle it. I've thought of this or I've thought of that. But Lord, I bring it to you for blessing. Take a day if you can. Just wait on the Lord, or 2 days if you can. Just wait. Listen intently. You'll be surprised. Someone will speak to you. You open up a book and you'll say, my goodness, there's the answer, or an article. Who knows what way God will use to speak to you. But trust him. He is your Father and he is your Savior. And no matter what you go through, he is there for us. Please turn to him. And we read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 31 to 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, what do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him and said, be quiet, come out of him. And then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him, without doing him any harm. They were all amazed, and they said to one another, what is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out, and news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Think about that. God comes to us. How many times are we in difficulty? How many times do we need help? We think, I'll talk to this person or that person. Make sure that what you do first is ask God, God, what would you have me do? Don't be afraid of the answer. He'll show you the way. And he'll do it through some other people or a magazine article you pick up or even something you hear on television, maybe, sometimes. Brothers and sisters, trust him. He will speak to you. Don't give up. Don't say, I'm too tired. We all are. We're all tired. But we love the Lord. Follow him. Please, brothers and sisters, I want you to be stout-hearted and to wait for the Lord. I want you to have courage. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know courage. God will give it to you. There's a little article by Father Bonino, a Dominican priest, and he said, mankind's servitude to the devil depicts the misery of man without God. The possessed of the Gospels are a terrifying image of the human condition when man has deliberately broken with God. They live in the unclean spirit, in other words, in an inability to enter into relationship with the Holy One. Consequently, they are raving, mute, blind, deaf, shut off from any genuine relationship with their neighbor. They live in cemeteries and unleash their rage against themselves and against others. In short, a possessed person is like a dead man walking. Brothers and sisters, we don't want that to happen to us. Come to him now. Come to him in your pain. Come to him in your confusion. And don't even be concerned about the words that you say. You could even just say, Lord, help me. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Help me. And I've often found that someone will speak to me, or I'll pick up something in that I'm reading and it will speak to me and answer my direct question. There's all kinds of ways that God can speak to us. The point is, we need to be ready to listen. He will show us the way. Let me read this one portion here from Father Bonino again. He says, the chief of the bad spirits is indiscriminately called Satan 34 times in the New Testament, or the devil, in other words, the divider, 33 times. He is branded as the evil one, and the final petition of the Our Father is a plea to be delivered from him. He is also the enemy, the adversary, the one who sows weeds in the field, yet his power is trampled underfoot by the apostles. Depending on the forms that his malice takes, he is described as a liar and the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning, since his lying led man into sin and death. Inasmuch as he draws men into evil, he is the tempter or the seducer. Finally, Satan recapitulates the figures of evil that are depicted in the Old Testament. He is the enormous dragon, the ancient serpent. That picture would be rather overwhelming if it were not intrinsically related in the New Testament to the victory of Jesus Christ. Indeed, just as the New Testament reveals the depth and universality of sin only at the precise moment when it is pardoned in Christ, so too it insists so much on demonic domination only to highlight the victorious arrival of the kingdom. The victory was not won without combat. Satan stubbornly insists on preventing the coming of the kingdom in Jesus. In archetypal fashion, in the manner of a musical overture, Satan tries in the desert from the very beginning of Jesus' public life to divert him from his mission. The passion is from a certain perspective Satan's hour, but it is much more the hour of Christ. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. This is by Father Benigno, Dominican priest, and he says finally, Satan's apparent victory marks his definitive defeat. Brothers and sisters, Satan will be destroyed, but he works on us. He works on us through temptation. He turns to us and tries to get us to do this or that. Just puts ideas in our mind. This is the one time, brothers and sisters, this is the one time you can say to somebody, go to hell, to Satan. He's the one person you can say, nobody else. So if you got it in your vocabulary, get rid of it. It's for Satan. He tries and tries to manipulate us, to speak to us, to turn our eyes away from God. And when we have poverty, we're less do we even think that there is a God. But he is there with us. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.